Well, to Washington, where it's been an interesting day in politics. President Trump siding with the Democrats, cutting a deal to fund the government and raise the debt ceiling, the money the country can borrow, something fiscally conservative Republicans did not want to do. It was part of an agreement to send aid for Harvey relief. The House voted today to approve an initial funding package. But the president's deal meeting was with House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the Democratic leaders. And the president only mentioned the Democrats when he spoke to reporters.
We had a very good meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. We agreed to a 3-month extension on debt ceiling, which they consider to be sacred, very important. Always will agree on debt ceiling automatically because of the importance of it.
Well, then the president boarded a plane to North Dakota with the Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp, an effort to get some bipartisan support for tax legislation. And, oh, by the way, what exactly does the president mean when he tweeted that he would do something about DACA? Let's bring in NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, start with this deal on the debt ceiling. What's happening?
Boy, oh boy, a little bit of a shocker coming out of Washington today and the White House, because Paul Ryan just a few hours earlier had called this idea from Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi a, quote, ridiculous idea. And then he goes into the White House and has the president essentially overrule him. Ryan and other Republican leaders wanted the debt limit increased through 2018. By no coincidence, because there's an election next year. And the debt limit, the problem on the debt limit is always, or has been at least since the Tea Party came to power in 2010, is that there's a strong faction of conservatives in the House who believe that the debt limit is their only piece of leverage to be able to use to constrain government spending. And that if they could extract something from that, that they could get some spending cuts. Well, if you're going to extend it only 3 months, that means at Christmas time, we're talking about another need for a debt limit increase and another chance for those conservatives to gum things up.
Yeah. Well, and let's just, we've got so much to touch on here. There are also questions about President Trump's decision announced yesterday to rescind DACA, this program that gave work permits to almost 800,000 young people brought to the U.S. illegally before 2007. His attorney general, Jeff Sessions, comes out yesterday, calls it illegal, unconstitutional. And President Trump tweets last night, Congress now has 6 months to legalize DACA. If they can't, I will revisit this issue, implying he might issue, his own executive order and reinstate it. But then he was asked later in the morning, did he change his mind on DACA? He said no. What's going on?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that he's trying to have it both ways. I mean, I think he's saying I will revisit this issue, but kicking it to Congress. And the irony here is that President Obama acted on DACA to put this executive action in place to protect children or to protect people who've come to the country illegally or brought here as children because of congressional inaction. Now, Trump is pushing it back to Congress, saying Congress needs to act. And saying, yet at the same time, I have great heart for these people. I have great feeling for these folks. So he's trying to sort of split it here and not have and have some like plausible deniability if Congress doesn't act on it. And then he can make himself also look to his base like he was the catalyst for getting rid of this thing.
Well, but in fact, if he is saying if they don't do something, I'm going to, then why do they have any? What compels them to do something if they think, well, we can, wash our hands of this and not have the political aftermath? He's going to do something anyway.
Well, President Obama had always said that he felt that DACA was temporary. And I think that any president understands that it is sort of a temporary thing, too. This is not the best. It's not the best way to go about trying to create immigration policy by having executive actions happen and go through. And while these Republican attorneys general who dropped their lawsuits now because President Trump kicked this back to Congress, you can bet in 6 months if President Trump reissued something that looked a lot like DACA, they would probably go back through the courts. And most legal scholars believe that if they did that, then it doesn't stand as good a chance in court, of course, as a congressional law.
Right. Domenico, just less than a minute, but I have to ask you about this image of President Trump arm in arm, metaphorically, with the Democratic Senator Heidi Heitkamp on their plane going to North Dakota to talk about this tax legislation that many of the president's critics see as massive cuts for the wealthy. What's this power couple about?
I don't see this as a power couple or, you know, him sort of arm in arm with her. Mm-hmm. I think that this is – she is, as well as Claire McCaskill, two of the most vulnerable Democratic senators up for re-election next year. And the idea that what President Trump is trying to do is try to say that that he's going to put some pressure on these Democrats right. and that they should feel like they should vote for it.
That's a different image. NPR's Domenico Montanaro. Thank you.
You're welcome.